And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hectolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Army of Skanks, Mind Control.
Education, mind control by the government, mind control by social media, mind control by propaganda, mind control in a brave new world, mind control, we will all be damned, mind control,
switch off your TV,
mind control,
switch off your TV,
mind control, mind control,
here's Paul.
You're listening to Guitar Me of One underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Army of Skanks, a track called Mind Control. That's taken from the latest Punk for the Homeless compilation, Punk for the Homeless 7, And we are ending the show with another track from it. And it is, if you like hardcore punk, you are going to love the Punk for the Homeless compilation that's out now, Punk for the Homeless 7. If you just Google, if you just type into Google Punk for the Homeless and use the number 4 rather than the word 4, you'll find out everything you need to. And the latest compilation is absolutely brilliant, particularly if you like hardcore punk. What I want to know is, what is Army of Skanks? And by the way, Army of Skanks are a Coventry punk three-piece, Tony. I like to think with a bit of an edge, bit of an angle, not straightforward hardcore punk. As you just heard there, there's something about them, Tony. What is Army of Skanks' Bandcamp page?
armyofskanks.bandcamp.com.
Army of Skanks 1, and that's the numeric 1. Army of Skanks 1 at bandcamp.com, and we know what that means, don't we? They probably fucked it up the first time.
Yeah, so normally it's the foreign bands, isn't it? I was just thinking it's normally it's non-UK, but yeah, that, I don't know.
Army of Skanks, S-K-A-N-K-S, numeric 1, .bandcamp.com, making it Paulie B and Internet 1, Tony Nil. And as if that wasn't exciting enough, I've got a joke for you, and it's come from Jeff. Let's hear his thing. So proud of that.
Should be.
You got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs, it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. I can't guarantee you'll get your own theme tune unless you become a regular contributor, but it can happen. Jeff is a legend. He is like, down the years, we've called several people preferred member of Punky Radio, haven't we, or whatever, but. And it's a toss up right now, I think, between Jeff and Timo, I would say.
And Steve's a close third as well.
And Steve's in there as well, yeah. But anyway, Jeff says, I spent all my savings on pasta. It was worth every penny. Jeff, P.S. I would try Munchausen syndrome, but I get no kick from champagne. Which is just a brilliant play on words. Absolutely great. That is one of the best PSs I have ever received. If you can do as well as that, or even get close, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Let's hear Jeff's thing again. So proud of that.
It's good.
Really is. Asphyxia Social, Tony, are funk punk from Brazil. And we played a track of theirs a few weeks back. We're going to play another one now because their album is now out. We have received it. It is as brilliant as you'd expect from this incredible band. And they're doing some European dates soon. And the last one is on Sunday, June the 16th at the New Cross Inn.
Oh.
And I am tempted. Because let's face it, they're coming a long way. If they can get all the way from Brazil, I think I should be able to get to South London. But we'll see. Anyway, what is Asphyxia Social's website?
Asphyxiasocial.com.
It is. A-S-F-I-X-I-A social.com. Asphyxiasocial.com. Tony 1, Paulie B and Internet 1, the planet is alive.
Suicide.
They take our money, we take their lives.
Yeah, has come the day to make it a bit more fair.
Es una nueva resistencia. For the planet, for the lives, for the present, future times. Human and animal rights, the planet is alive. For the planet, for the lives, for the present, future times. Human and animal rights, the planet is alive. Come on, murder is a crime, and the state is killing now. It's a plague. Yo, fast as shit, it's everywhere. It's global, it's a plague. Yo, fast as shit.
prepare to fight it back. Now we are aware, prepare to fight it back. Now we are aware, prepare to fight it back. Now we are aware, prepare to fight it back.
Solutions cause problem and pain, more than we realize. The planet is alive, and how do you expect respect? Breathing in a bottle like a toxic suicide. Rio de Janeiro, Angola, Europa, Colombia, prepare to fight it back.
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 You're listening to Lounge Exotica 3000 underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Asphyxia Social and a track called The Planet Is Alive with the Sound of Music. That bit's not in it, but it will be in the remix that we're going to do. Sunday, June the 16th, Newcastle Inn. They've got a couple of dates in Holland before that, I think, as well. Absolutely brilliant song. Speaking of absolutely brilliant, I'd like to hand over to you now, Tony, because you are absolutely brilliant. Have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
Absolutely brilliant. Let's hear the thing.
Facebook. Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
That wasn't planned, by the way. Yeah, I just thought of it at the time. I wonder how many times I will now say absolutely brilliant. There's going to be something else that we thought would recur far more that will be coming back to the second part of the show.
Oh, okay.
But let's just see how absolutely brilliant works out.
Something else I forgot about over the weeks. Excellent.
Yeah, because I am booze-addled and ancient.
Yes. And I'm getting worse. I can't be anything.
We're pathetic, aren't we?
Thank you for your Facebook comments.
Yes, thank you.
If you're on Facebook, go to the page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. The easy way to do this is reply to last week's show comment. It's the easy way to do it. It's probably one of the other ways you can do it. Who knows how Facebook works this week?
I don't.
I certainly don't. But do if you can, three this week.
Which is brilliant.
Which is a great crop. Jeff's been in touch.
Hey, hello, Jeff.
He says, hola.
I'm telling you, he's holding out for being the third member.
Probably. Hola. Welcome back, Paul. We need a video log of all your travels with commentary, of course. I'd buy that DVD. Good show as always. Jeff.
Always.
Always.
Always listening. Yeah, I'd love to do that. I'd love someone to come to me and say, you know what, Paul, we've had a look at your Facebook page. We'd like you to do a proper hour-long documentary of you on holiday somewhere that people haven't been to, with all the swear words kept in. You can fuck it up as much as you like. It'll be amazing. By the way, here's £1 million.
There's nothing like it on telly.
There really isn't.
There really isn't.
Probably for a very good reason.
YT1PM got in touch.
It's a lunchtime whitey.
And they say, honoured to be on the same show as Devil Cake. Cheers playing as Paul and Tony. Thank you very much. They're very, very polite, the boys at YT1300.
They are, because they're the nerdiest punk rock band in the world, Tony.
Yes, they are.
Of course they're nice young men. They rock like fuck, though. They are nice young men that rock like fuck. They're absolutely brilliant, Tony.
We're big fans.
I am.
Yes. Yeah, so there you go. Hope the gig went well for you last weekend.
I do too.
Yes. And finally, Tim has been in touch.
Hey, Tolo, Tim. I'll tell you what, it's a close one thing, isn't it?
They're all in this section, aren't they?
They are.
He says, as tempting as the Berlin concert sounds, I shall busy myself building the ultimate Korpi Klaani Eli Klai Black Ingvars playlist.
Right.
So I don't know what that means. I'm sure yeah. So thank you very much, Timo. My brain doesn't work. Is this something we've mentioned before?
We played him last week. We played Korpi Klaani last
and
week.
There you go.
Gotta go home, Tony.
I'm fucking done.
Absolutely brilliant. No, that's what the song's coming to.
Oh, right, okay. I thought it
don't
was
have
coming,
to go
oh,
home. It was only
back.
A week ago.
Absolutely
you are
brilliant.
Proving your pipe smoking grandpa credentials here wonderfully. When I'm having to remind you of things, you know your life has gone south.
Exactly. But that is it for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Well.
Now for two absolutely brilliant songs in a row, Tony. Stay tuned for Carsick, something I've always wanted to say. But first, Cross Dog. Now, Cross Dog, Tony, are from Peterborough. But which Peterborough? Is it Peterborough, UK?
Mm.
Or is it Peterborough, Ontario?
Mm. UK?
No, it's Peterborough, Ontario. Yeah. And they actually, when you go to their website, which is...
Crossdog.ca?
Crossdogisaband.com. Mm. Put it into the 221. When you go there, they say that they're actually from Norokiwanoko.
Oh.
A.K.A. Peterborough, which is probably the real name for it. So from now on, I'm going to call Peterborough Nokoniwakawong. Anytime anyone mentions Peterborough, I'm going to go, oh, you mean Nokoniwakawong? And see how they deal with that. I would love that. If the Inuit invaded the UK and basically seized Peterborough, stuck a flag up, and said, this is now called Nokoniwakawong. I'm sorry, I keep saying it wrong, because it's in really small print, and I can't see it properly. If you go to the website, crossdogisaband.com, you will find out about it. Paulie B and Internet 2, Tony 1. Let's hear some Ontario three-piece hardcore, not hardcore punk this week, hardcore punk. Stay tuned, Carsick. This is Cross Dog, All Hard Feelings.
Let my guard down, but now I can see.
busier than a one-legged cat trying to bury shit on a frozen pond.
Mate, those boys are well overrated.
What time are you on? Can you do a cover song? Don't know if I can pay ya. We didn't break even with the tickets, so I guess I'll see ya later. Who, me? Yes, I'm the promoter. Minimal turnout means exposure. Trust me, done it for years, mate. I'll never f*** you over. Dead sober, we're on time. No sound check, don't ask why. Could you cut your set short? Make room for the club night. Don't mean to be uptight. I'm all bark, no bite. Need you out by nine tonight. Turned you down if that's alright. Great set, didn't see it. Heard you were good, I don't believe it. Drove all that way, 7-hour trip, nowhere to stay. How much you charge, how much they pay to see you f*** up on the stage. Said you got some tips, tricks and pointers, you insist. Top 10 ways to make it big, coming from someone who never did. You got 10k followers, pretty big deal, you see. Said you've done bigger and playing to an empty room. Well, that just ain't me.
Oh, by the way, lads, I got a shoot, so I'm gonna miss a set. So, break a leg.
Great set, didn't see it. Heard you were good, I don't believe it.
Yeah, nah, those boys are kind of but I don't really rate them. They think they're unique. All they do is rip off other bands. They're not even discreet. If you ask me, I think they sound a lot like this.
There's a bloke, used to run the Royal Oak. Said he could get us on there next week. Said he'll call it a favour and he'll pay us later. For now we should do it for free. And if it ain't too much trouble, we got much to hustle. We haven't got money to eat. He said he'd have to charge double. It's cheaper on Redbubble. Shipping on their site is free.
You're listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Car Sick, a track called Gig Tax. Brilliant tune that is as well. Indie punks from Salisbury, Tony. And you know what? That is right. I can remember, like, even when I was doing stand-up, when you bands as well, you've always got people trying to gain for nothing. You've always got people trying to not pay you. You've always got something going on. They always put you in a cupboard when there's a massive dressing room next door. Your ride is never what it should be. I agree with every single sentiment in that song. Indie punks from Salisbury, Tony. What is Car Sick's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Car Sick Band.
Facebook.com/Car Sick Official. Car Sick Official. Bolivian Internet 3, Tony 1. Ooh, how exciting. Absolutely brilliant. I don't suppose you did anything last week, did you?
Well, apart from work, which is the usual thing, we had a last-minute gig, venue change. So the venue for the alcohol reunion in July.
Right.
So this,
yeah.
You know, we always talked about this, the new music venue. You know where this is going. You know, this, we've got a new music venue in Mansfield, and it's all going to be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's closed down.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah.
And really, really short notice as well. I think we had Alcopax on a Wednesday, and then we heard on the Thursday it was going to close, and it was shut by the Sunday.
Oh, right. So do you think they just didn't get enough people going there in the first place, or do you think they just didn't really...
Apparently the building got purchased by West Knox College.
Right.
And they must have been on a stupidly short lease or something, because they just kicked them straight out.
Oh, okay. Oh, what a shame.
Yeah. So we were homeless for a few days, and then we moved the gig to the Brown Cow. So we're back at the Trust, the Old Faithful.
Oh,
Brown
the Brown Cow.
Cow.
Right. Yeah. I didn't know they were still doing music there.
So, yeah.
Oh, great.
Quite a bit, I think. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
But I've never been. I mean, I know you... The first block party, I think, was there, wasn't it?
It was indeed, yeah.
But I don't think
when Riot Squad played and scared the fuck out of me. It was a brilliant night. It was really good.
Yeah,
Luke was one of the DJs that night and was very excited about DJing for Riot Squad, and he ended up being in them.
Yeah. Well, excellent. But yeah, so that happened. Apart from that, just usual work nonsense. Spent the day in the garden trying to sort out the overgrowth. Apparently shit grows when it's raining and
yeah,
sunny.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it? Weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the combination of heat and liquid makes things grow.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It's brilliant. That's it then. How was your week?
Well, my backyard looks like Jumanji.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah.
I've got four things to mention this week. First of all, I finally got my second lodger. Hey. So I now have two lodgers. They are both Indian ladies. Mm-hmm. They are both 25, 26 years old. And last night, I decided to take them to the pub. So we went to the pub at about 6:30. I thought we'd stay about an hour. Three bottles of wine later, I got back in time for match of the day, and one of them was holding the other one's hair in the toilet. It was a brilliant night. As if that wasn't good enough, I then watched match of the day where I saw Forest beat Sheffield United 3-1. We are on the brink of being safe in the Premiership for another season now. If we can get anything from the Chelsea game, or if we beat Burnley, we're safe. So
looks good, doesn't it? I think
it's looking much better than it did a week ago.
Yeah.
A few results were in our favour, but it looks all right. Then I saw the first four, because there's only the first four there, the first four episodes of the new Clarkson's Farm season 3. Absolutely brilliant. I love Clarkson's Farm. It makes me feel all warm inside.
Oh.
It makes me feel all warm inside. So I watched that. Right. And I think it's great anyway. But
yes, yeah, it's the only thing with Jamie Clarkson that Steph will watch. So it seems to be quite well received.
That also surprises me, what with her dietary choices.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Well, but anyway, I think it's great. I really like it.
Yeah.
But the thing that I want to talk about is the song we're going to play. Because earlier this week, I was looking for something entirely different, and I stumbled upon something that Eric Baconstrip of King Salami and Martin Savage and everyone else had posted. He posted this song, and I went, oh my God, that's amazing. I couldn't believe it happened. And when I said, that is just brilliant, he said, well, you should play this other one first, knowing what I had in mind. I'm not going to play the other one first, but the other one might be played in future weeks. But this is an artist called Bobo Bojangles. I can't find out much about him, except that in the very early 60s, he was tipped to be one of the big new names in soul music. And then he brought out his first single, which is the thing we're about to play. And understandably, it wasn't particularly well received by the record industry. Although, according to one thing that I found, it did get to number one in Germany. And then a few weeks later, he died of constipation. But I've got a feeling that might be a wind-up.
No, it can't be.
We haven't got a website for him. We're going to play you a bit of soul music now. I know this is not in keeping with the show at all, but let's face it, we play what I want, not what you want.
Mm.
So fuck it. I don't mean you, Tone. I mean the people listening that I obviously don't like. This is just great. It's going to remain Paul of the Internet 3, Tony 1. This is Bobo Bojangles, and they're quite unbelievable. I think I just shit in my pants.
What did I expect? after eating that beef. Now the smell of my poop is all over my cheeks. I tried to run to the bathroom, but now it's running down my leg. I tried to excuse myself, but I don't want to make a mess. I think I just shit in my pants. No idea how it happened, come here. I think I just shit in my pants. Shit in my pants. And nobody's laughing, yeah. Woo-hoo-hoo! Shit in my pants. I think I just shit in my pants. Shit in my pants. It smells like shit and it wasn't fart. It's gotta be shit, I know it's shit in there. Shit in my pants.
You're listening to the Fusilis underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Bobo Bojangles, and I think I just shit in my pants. And you know what that is, Tony?
What's that?
Absolutely brilliant! That is a fantastic song. I mean, I've played it a lot this week, and I think when you guys have heard it, you're all going to go, we need to hear that again. We need to find it on YouTube. We need to do whatever we can to hear more of that song. It is absolutely super. 1962, the man was a legend. An absolute legend. Have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
That's because you're shit in my pants.
Thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyrager.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, and how much is it to watch them play. It is international, doesn't have to be in the UK. And if you don't email me gigs, it's likely going to be baby's gig soon. So, just warning you. So this Saturday, at the Star and Garter in Manchester, there's a four band lineup on an early gig.
Oh.
It's a 3:30, 3:30 kickoff. So it's this Saturday, 11th of May, we've got Ed Banger and the Nosebleeds, Vomit, Chinese Burn, and the Hate.
That's going to be a cracking afternoon.
Doors open 3:30 and it's all done and dusted by 8:30.
I would say buenas tardes when I walked in. Because my Spanish is amazing. I meant to say that to you, actually, that I am still learning Spanish. And the main thing I'm having trouble with, there's two words I'm getting mixed up. Abuelo and abrigo. Abuelo means grandfather. And abrigo means coat. And in the exercise, you're given certain things to do when you have to kind of say what you think it is. And I keep saying I'd like to buy a cheap granddad. And I'm getting errors for it. I'm getting marked down.
Right.
To buy a cheap granddad. I'm sure there's some around. I'm sorry, anyway.
No. But yeah, so there you go. It's £10, so that's £2.50.
Brilliant.
So yeah, so if you are in the area, do check it out. I mean, Star and Garter is one of those venues where if you don't go and visit it, it won't be there longer. I think they are struggling a little bit. So right. If you can help them out and go and see some... Well, not help them out. Go see some bands, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. It'll be Muy Bueno.
It will be. Take your granddad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I should think you'd be too hot for a granddad. Sorry, Coat, I'm getting you confused in English now.
Yeah, there you go. That's it for gigs, though.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. La la la. Two songs in a row now, Tony. Stay tuned for the 13th turn, but first, the Cosmetics. And I was thinking we might have already played this, but then I'm not sure I have. And the reason that we're playing this right now is because it was the suggested song straight after I'd heard I Think I Just Shit In My Pants on YouTube. This was the next thing that came up.
Okay.
No idea why. From what I can gather, it's US punk from 1980, so it's not an old one. They were a band around then. I thought they were a new band. I thought it was a new song that had come out and we just found it. There were only like 85 plays on it. It was weird, you know. When I look back at it, it already had 225, so I think it must have just been put up. Right. Can't tell you much more about the Cosmetics than that. You can find a bit about them if you Google the Cosmetics punk or the Cosmetics band. If you don't put punk or band in, you get a lot of lipstick.
Yeah.
so you got to be careful. Anyway, it remains poor, it's still poorly being Instead 3, Tony 1, and this is The Cosmetics. Stay tuned for 30 Turn and Twinkie Madness.
Night of the Brown Hole.
For us to be is now the people prepared by the galaxy, the new disease that reigns with mankind. The disease consists of jealousy, religion, will of power, with this will again. Can we get those people with gallants? By your punches, by your slaps, the friends, the deal with it. By your punches, by your slaps, we'll get you. We're fucking it. We are the shades of all the people who can go. Social justice warriors will fight this one fight. Just need your fucking keyboards and take a look at sight. Just open up your eyes, cause they're only dead boys. They are fighters, they are slants. We'll fight it, we'll deal with it. But in our slaps, we'll get you. We'll forget it.
Listening to Sitovitz and the Fireflies of February underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Absolutely brilliant. That was the 13th Turn, a track called Not Enough. They are a punchy hardcore punk band from the UK and the Netherlands. I'm not sure how that works out, but anyway, it's involving a lot of getting on a ferry, I should think. What I'd like to know is, well, although if they're married to each other, I think it's unlikely, if they were married to each other, it would mean they could get round the EU border controls in either direction.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm not sure the 13th turn are actually considering marrying each other. That's a hardcore punk band. But stranger things have happened, Tony.
Yeah, yeah.
It's 2024.
Hey, living a live.
What is the 13th Turn's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/the13th turn.
Facebook.com/profile.php ID=81553348988516. And what is that, Tony?
Yeah, I said default.
Yeah, that was a default URL. Come on, the 13th turn. Even we worked out to do that years ago. But anyway, if you type in the 13th turn to Gurgle, you'll find a book. But if you type in the 13th turn punk or band, you'll find the band, and there are a number of ways to find out about them. I think they've got an Instagram page or something, but we don't do Insta, so I don't really want to do that, you know, say that. But there's all sorts of things there for them. Cracking band, great song. Right, are you doing anything this week?
Aside from the usual work, so there's a band stuff coming up. So we've got Alcohol Practice again, which is will be our second one back. Hopefully they'll be better than the first one, which no doubt it will. That's how these things work. We've got Babies Practice. We're booking gigs now, babies wise. It's
brilliant.
We've got another one confirmed today, and it's a last minute one. So if it goes ahead, which it looks like it is, it looks like we're going to be in Bolton in 2 weeks.
Oh, fantastic!
25th of May at the Hen and Chicken. So we'll be sorting that one out this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hotting up.
What day is the 25th of May?
It's a Saturday.
Is it?
Saturday, in Bolton.
Do you think there'll be any room in the car for one extra?
There might be, but that's one of the problems we've got.
Right.
So I think I'm going to have, because obviously we've got the drummer's not old enough to drive. and Asterix, our Lord and Saviour doesn't bother.
Has now stopped driving because he's too old.
Yeah.
So he's had his licence taken off him.
And our bassist lives on the East Coast.
Oh, right.
So I'd probably be me driving everyone. So if there's room, you're more than welcome.
But how are you going to drive everyone to Bolton? How's the bassist going to get there? Mean he's going to come to you?
Yeah, so he'll drive direct.
All right.
Unless he swings by and picks one of us up, but it seems a bit... he's driving, from, I think, Lowestoft, I think.
Blimey.
So he sorts himself out, and I've sort everyone else out.
Right.
But that's the thing, we've got to sort it out, and... Whether or not
just see anyway.
Yeah.
I'm free that day. I might be able to.
Should be good. We're supporting a band from Glasgow. Something midnight. Don't know. I'll know what gig guide in a couple of weeks. But so we're doing that. So yeah, a bit bandy. I've got some recording to do that I keep not doing.
You'll get around to it.
Yeah. Apart from that, you know, surviving.
It'll be worth it in the long run.
It'll work.
Yeah.
What are you up to this week?
Well, all I've really got planned this week, I'm going down to see my mum this weekend.
Okay.
In Hertfordshire, where I used to live, the Highwayman's Lodge, down there, all those years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm going down to see my mum. And while I'm there on the Saturday night, there's a Bleach Boys gig. You know where it is?
No.
Just down the road in Welwyn Garden City.
Oh, really?
It's absolutely brilliant. There's only 40 tickets on sale for the gig, so I don't know whether they've got any left. If they have, I'm going to try and get down there on the Saturday night as well. I think it's just the Bleach Boys, and I think they're doing a set of older stuff and then a set of newer stuff, or whichever way around, because clearly the Bleach Boys are now 75% not the original lineup. So I think it's a good idea to go and say, this is what we're all about now, you can take us or leave us, and I'm going to be taking them because they'll still be brilliant. So anyway, that's the plan. I may get to see the Bleach Boys in Welwyn Garden City. Absolutely brilliant. Right, let's play another song, shall we?
Okay.
You'll have to be listening to the show for a while to get that reference, but it just doesn't matter. It's like, because it never really happened again, did it? We only sort of mentioned New York City.
I think like an extra couple of times.
But as soon as I saw that they were only Welwyn Garden City, as I said it, I just went, Welwyn Garden City. Which I will be saying when I get my train ticket from the station. One day return to Welwyn Garden City. See what they say. Ticket office in Letchworth Garden City. I'm going from one city to another city. How exciting. Right, anyway, that's enough of that.
Okay.
Let's hear from a band called the Peewees. We played these before. They are an Italian rock and roll band. Have been going since 1995. Absolutely love them. Come by a Hound Gourd Records. I really like Hound Gourd as well. Most of the stuff they send is great. What is the Peewees Bandcamp page?
Thepeewees.bandcamp.com?
It is. thepeewees.bandcamp.com. Thepeewees.bandcamp.com. Making it Tony 2, Paulie Bean Internet 4. And this is The Wolf. Listening to De Zorro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Pee Wees track called The Wolf. Do you know what it is, Tony?
What's that?
Absolutely brilliant. Have you got a twat?
I do.
Let's hear the thing. Shiny elbows.
Shiny elbows indeed.
What you got?
Thanks for your twat donations. If you have a twat for me, don't forget to email me tony@punkyrage.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. It is that simple. All twats are with thanks. Every twat responded to, let me know your twats. And as alluded to earlier in the show, Steve's been in touch.
Hectolo Steve.
He's back. He says
they should become a power trio, shouldn't they?
Steve, Timo, and Jeff.
And Timo. Yeah. little bit like Mary, Mungo and Midge, a little bit like Rod, Jane and Freddie. Yeah, and I'm going with Jeff, Timo and Steve, Timo, Steve and Jeff, Timo, Jeff and Steve. It's interchangeable.
Yeah. He says, "Hey Tyler, Tony, I'm a few weeks behind the shows. Life is getting a little crazy. But here is my nomination for Is a Twat."
Right.
He's very formal that way.
I'd love it if he now said, "Napoleon."
South Dakota Governor Christy L. Nome wrote about killing her 14-month-old dog, Cricket, in her soon-to-be-released book, No Going Back. Noam describes killing Cricket in a gravel pit, then decided to do the same to the goat.
Oh, it was Noam, like G-N-O-M-E, Noam.
N-O-M-E. Noam?
Yeah, like Noam. Yeah, it's Noam.
Noam, isn't it?
Yeah. Noam, yeah.
Fucking Noam, yeah.
Fucking Noam.
decided to do the same to a goat.
Fuck off, you fucking Noam.
Did dog killing Noam, bastard.
When I was at primary school, I had a mate called Barry Williams, and there was a lad who was a couple of years older than us, who was called Dean. And Dean would sometimes bully Barry, and Barry didn't like it. And one day, I remember, I was only about 9 or 10 years old, Dean said something to Barry that wasn't very nice, and Barry looked round at him and said, "Go away, you dwarf." He didn't say dwarf, he said dwarf. He said, "Go away, you dwarf." Dean wasn't very tall. Dean got really upset about it and just walked off. Fantastic. I'm sorry, anyway.
So Noam described killing cricket in a gravel pit, then decided to do the same to the goat because it was nasty and mean, smelled disgusting, musky, rancid, and loved to chase Noam's children, knocking them down, spoiling their clothes.
Well, that's a reason, isn't
that's
it?
That's a goat, though, isn't it?
If you think the goat is endangering your child's life, kill the goat.
Oh, there you go. It took two shots. Separated by a walk back to her truck to fetch more shotgun shells to kill the goat.
Oh,
rice.
No, that's bad. So she shot it half dead and then had a little walk.
There you go.
Little nature stroll. And then came back to finish the job off.
Yeah.
That is inhumane, Tony.
Yeah. Noam was considered a possible vice presidential pick for Donald Trump.
How close would that have been?
Well, killing this dog likely ruined her chances. I'm not even sure that's true, Steve. She's probably got just as much of a shot as she did before.
I would think as soon as he found out she was perfectly capable of killing both dogs and goats, he'd have said she might be able to bump off Biden.
There you go.
Job done.
The Christy Noam of South Dakota is a twat for killing a puppy and then being proud of it enough to retell the story in her book.
Yeah, that's well, I think that's fair enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? I think if the book was turned into a film, I suspect it's not something you could persuade Steph to watch.
No. Same problem with that was it John Wick? Loved the film, hate the dog thing at the start.
Oh, man.
Awful.
Look, Tony, don't watch Clarkson's Farm.
Oh, yeah. That's the problem, isn't it? It was bad enough when they killed the sheep in the first one.
Oh, it's pigricide, Tony.
Oh, God.
It's pigricide. I don't even know that's a word. But it's pigricide. It's absolutely brilliant, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, but the kind of pig that they get, I'm not ruining the series, the kind of pigs that they get, the mums are particularly thick, right?
Right.
And they have these huge litters, and the reason they have huge litters is because they lay on half of them and just kill them.
Oh, no.
And then when they're dead, they eat them.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
No, I wouldn't want a pig for a mum, put it that way.
Wow.
And there's some really cute little lifeless little piglets.
Oh.
Oh, old Clarkson and his girlfriend Lisa were picking up. They were both just in floods of tears. It was awful. I found it quite funny. But it was awful.
Yeah.
Right, anyway, yeah, fine.
Right, so... So for killing a puppy and then being proud of it enough to retell the story in her book, Christy Noam from South Dakota
is a twat. There are a power trio waiting to happen. Let's hear the thing again.
Is a twat. Is a twat. Is a twat. Is a twat. Is a twat.
Tony's. One last track this week, Tony. Mm. And we're going back to Punk for the Homeless, Volume 7. And it's just, as I say, if you just Google Punk, numeric 4, The Homeless, 7, you'll find it, right? Absolutely brilliant, particularly if you like hardcore punk. There's not a hardcore punk on it. We're ending the show with hardcore punk from Sheffield, Tony.
Okay.
Sheffield City. And you've lost this week, but anyway, what is Shred's Bandcamp page?
Shreds.bandcamp.com.
Shredshc.bandcamp.com, which I suspect is hardcore.
Ah, okay.
Shredshc.bandcamp.com. Polly in step 5, Tony 2, step back. That's about the size of it for this week. That was Shreds, track called Step Back. Find it on the Punk for the Homeless Volume 7 compilation. Out now, Hardcore Punk from Sheffield. How about that? I've said everything that I did before it was done because I'm such a pro. Tony, maybe you can mention one or two ways people can listen to the show in a way they haven't done before.
Yeah, don't forget, do visit our website, punkerasia.com. Later shows on the front page, all the shows in the archive if you want to peruse them. You can also find us online at various stations like punkradio.com, radioangelo.se, radiofolkestone.com. If you're down the Fi, you can find us on the Spotify app. We'll be in the podcast section where you'll find us. And also same thing with Amazon Music in their podcasts bit. And if you get yourself one of them Alexas, you can also get the Punk Radio skill for Alexa. Go to the skill store, search Punk Radio, download it, it's free. Thanks to Poco, as always, for
Cheers,
that.
Cheers, Poco.
That's about that. Yeah, get one. Do it. Listen.
Who knows? I might see one or two of you this Saturday in Welling Garden City, which would be absolutely brilliant. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo.